So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And welcome everybody, it's Dan. Hope you're well today. Welcome to the Marketing and Sales Show. My name is Dan Latto, and we're going to talk about four parts to getting more sales leads. And I'm laughing because always saying my name gives me a chuckle. I have no idea why. Anyway, four parts to getting more sales leads. Let's talk about those. We'll break them down one by one. And if you want us to give you a hand generating more sales leads, then there's a link down below you can go and take a look at. So first up, paid ads. Now, interestingly, I actually don't think you need paid ads straight out the door. But it can accelerate the learning to get the results. And so let me explain what I mean by that. So we run some Facebook ads. We might run 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 10 adverts. We'll work out which adverts are working, which adverts don't work. We get rid of the ones that don't work. We create some more. We see which out of those lot work. Some will work, some won't. We get rid of the ones that don't. We add some more. We see which out of all of that is going to work. And so what we're doing is, if you picture a pyramid, we're kind of going towards this point of knowing which adverts are going to work in your business and which adverts don't. And it's kind of like that learning is what you have to do, because everybody thinks when you start running adverts and when you start putting content out, you're magically going to start closing more business. And usually you don't know actually what sort of content's going to work. We never know what adverts are going to work. Even experienced people like ourselves, we don't know what's going to work, because it's just different. It's based on how you're perceived in the marketplace, how long you've been in the marketplace, what your brand building has been like, what your reach is like. It's based on all sorts of different variables that are just far too many to be able to calculate. Maybe a Cray supercomputer could do it, but I doubt that, quite frankly, because if so, Facebook, which is the Cray supercomputer, would be pushing out your adverts and using the ones that convert the best, which is exactly what happens. But it takes trial and error to find the actual paid ads that are going to work and which ones are not going to work. So in the package that we actually offer, we include paid adverts. You can up that if you want to send out more adverts, but we actually include that in there anyway. So for £1,000 a month, you're going to get all this up and running, going out through the door. But paid ads are really important because they can really help you accelerate the results that you're looking for. So instead of it taking you 6 months, it can only take you a month or 2 months or 3 months of trial and error and testing and changing adverts and split testing adverts and split testing landing pages. Like, for example, we just set up some landing pages for a client, and we set up two type of landing pages. Which we're going to talk about further down below, by the way. So I almost gave it away there about what was going to happen. But landing pages are really important as well. But before you're driving traffic to your landing page, you could either use paid adverts or you can just use organic. Now, the problem with organic content is, I love organic content, by the way. You know, we produce a lot of long form videos. We create a lot of short form videos from those long form videos. Then we publish those out, and they go out onto TikTok and YouTube and Instagram and Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook, of course, and into the reels and into the stories and into the shorts. Really, really useful. And so the shorts can expand reach. But one of the problems with longer form content is it usually only goes out to your followers. Very rare will it get shared with people who don't follow you. But shorts and reels and stories, they do. So if you're a plumber and you're putting content out about plumbing, people are interested in plumbing. Not that that would really work on social media, because it's the wrong kind of industry, really. But those sort of people who are interested in plumbing are usually plumbers, right? So they're not interested in your content if you're trying to reach homeowners that need a plumber. So that's what I mean by it won't work. But if you're putting out content on fitness, let's say, people who are into fitness will usually see that content. And so that's organic. But with paid adverts, you know, so for example, we've just done another campaign for ourselves, actually, for website design, and we're pushing it out on Facebook ads. But we can get really, really specifically targeted on business owners within, say, a 5 mile radius of Leeds. And so that works really well for targeting very, very specific types of people that you want in your business. Now, most people, when they're actually trying to do this themselves, If they've got no clue, they have absolutely zero idea how to do this, and Facebook just ends up being this bottomless pit of cash. This is one of the reasons why, actually, on our lead generation package, we actually include a set amount of money on ad spend, so that we're not blowing through your cash, we're blowing through our cash. Makes a big, big difference. And we like to put our money where our mouth is, and that's why we actually do that. So paid ads are really good to get very targeted campaigns. But also, that's not to say that within 4 weeks, we've got the answer and we know which advert's going to work. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. It depends on all sorts of variables, and invariably, those variables also change over time as well. So the next type then, or the next way of getting more leads into your business is through brand building. And so one of the mistakes that people make is they go straight for paid adverts, and on their page, they've got no brand building whatsoever. They created a page last week. There's no content. There's no video content. There's no images. There's no long form text. There's no reviews. There's nothing. It's just an empty page. And you're running paid adverts. And then you're thinking, well, why is no one signing up for what I'm offering? And it's because on your page, you don't exist. It looks like you're some fly-by-night company that just set up last week. Sometimes it is, right? So you have to solve that first. And so you've got to have some brand building content on your page, because people are, you know, people are sophisticated. It's 2024 now. People are really sophisticated on how they are looking at what they want to buy and who they want to buy it from. They don't just buy it out of the back of a newspaper and hope for the best and pray that it's going to show, you know, the product that they bought is going to turn up. They go and they look at reviews. They go look at your company, at company's house. They go on Google and check you out on Google. They go on your website and go on your website and look at that. And then they go to your Google reviews and see how many reviews you've got. And if, and also, by the way, they'll go to your LinkedIn page, they'll go to your Twitter account, they'll go to your Instagram account, they'll go to your Facebook page. And if on that Facebook page you've got hardly any brand building, they're not buying from you because they don't trust you. And so really, we could call it brand building, which is the terminology I've used here. But also, we could call it trust building. Maybe I should have done that, actually. But this is about building trust for your buyers to go, yeah, those guys have been in existence for a long time. If you go to our page on Facebook, Daniel Latto, Digital Marketing and Business Finance page, then you'll see just how much stuff is actually on there. So, in fact, let me share that screen now for you. Why not? Let's just live a little and share that. Here we go. So let's transition that over. So right here, like, you'll scroll through all of our content. That's me going live, so that's nice. This is all our shorts. This is our podcast stuff, marketing reviews. Like, you can go for ages and ages and ages, and you can just scroll through. Like, when somebody lands on this page, do you think they trust who we are? Absolutely. Look at this. There's tons and tons and tons. We're only up to the 12th of March. We've been scrolling for quite some time. It's the 20th today. There is a lot of content that's being pushed out. Do you think we have a lot of trust on this page? Yes, is the answer. Look at that. It's a huge amount of trust on that page. I mean, I could just keep going and going and going. We're still in March. Just a lot of content, a lot of live video. Some jokey stuff, some interviews, lots and lots and lots of content on here. Some live streams, more interviews, like a lot of trustworthiness going on right there. So let me bring us back to us, shall we? That's what you need. That's brand building right there. And you've got to have that on yours as well. So you need a combination of paid adverts and organic content. Now, organic content should be a mixture of live stream, a mixture of pre-recorded videos, and some images and that kind of thing, so people can get a feel for who you are, to know that you actually exist. Remember, this is about trust. We call it brand building, but really you're building trust. Next bit then, let me just redo that. The next bit then is brand building. I'll just move that over. So on brand building, on landing pages, I need to say. So the next bit is landing pages. So we were talking earlier that we just created some landing pages for my own business. And let me just pull these up, actually. I will give you a quick look at those. And so we're actually split testing some of these landing pages to see which one's going to work the best. Now, we actually don't know which one of these pages is going to work the best. So let's take a look at them. And you can tell me what you think. Second screen. Here we go. Transition over to this one. Okay. So this is one of the pages. This is our website design page. This is what we call a short landing page. Oh, no, this is the longer landing page. Sorry. So this is the long landing page. Lots and lots of content. Lots of examples of websites that we've done. Google reviews, which is nice. Lots and lots and lots of content there. Now, which one of those is going to complete, is going to convert better? Is it that one? Or is it this one, which is a shorter landing page? Look, it's much, much shorter. Now, actually, we need a third landing page, which we're going to create this afternoon. And on the third landing page is literally just this. And here, where you get to chat about your next project, this is where you can actually set a session where you can book in a strategy session with me for 15 minutes. Like, out of those, which one's going to do the best? Now, logic might suggest that the longer landing page would do better. But actually, logic can take a running hike, a running jump, because sometimes logic doesn't work. Sometimes it's shorter. And the even shorter one is where we actually remove all of this as well. Remove it. And we just have actually this top bit where people can actually book a time and schedule a time to come and talk about their website. And the reason why that might work better is simply that once somebody's actually seen the advert, they've already made a decision that they want to book with you. And then they get onto the landing page, and now you, because you've got loads of content, you've actually taught them out of it, right? So actually, sometimes shorter ones work better, sometimes longer one works better, but you're not going to know this until you split test it. A, B, C, landing page A, landing page B, landing page C. And out of those landing pages, again, we'll take the best landing page, we'll get the one that works the best out of those three, delete the other two, create two more, and then we'll split test those again. And you should be split testing your landing pages as well as split testing your paid adverts, because that's actually what's going to work the best for you. And then just finally on this, so if I just share screen again here, you can see here that you can select a time for tomorrow. So let's say 11:30, and then you can book in your 15-minute strategy session. That's where we have an appointment set being set up. But also, what you find interesting is that on that appointment setting and the follow-up, so we do a follow-up before the appointment, so they schedule it, let's say, for tomorrow, or let's say for Friday. They'll also get 24 hours before, they'll get an email. I think like 7 hours before, they'll get a text message confirming, are you still attending? Then they're going to get another email. So actually, us following up is really, really important, because we want to make sure that they are getting the pre-sale follow-ups before the actual event. And then hopefully they turn up for the event. And we get a text message like 10 minutes before the event, just making sure you're turning up. We're about to go on our call. And then we have the call. And then after the call, they also have a number of follow-ups to make sure that they attended. And if they didn't, that they can reschedule it, and so on and so forth. So the appointment and the follow-up, and it can be a pre-follow-up. So pre-follow-up is before the appointment, just reminding people that they're going to attend. We could call them reminders, of course. We don't have to call them pre-follow-ups. But those four things are the things that you need to get in place. Now, most people don't do any of that. They just run adverts back to the homepage, hope the phone's going to ring. It never rings and it never works. And then they wonder why it's not going to work. And so that can be really challenging. And if you've done that and you've not got those results, it's because you've probably missed out one of these sections. And by the way, once you get into each one of these sections, and we don't have time to go through it today, but on the paid ads, how are you split testing? What's the copy? What's the images? On the landing page, how are you split testing? What's for copy? What's for images? On the follow-up of the appointment, what's for copy? What's the image? There's so many variables that goes into this, and most people are trying to do this without any training and any experience, and they haven't got a clue on how to do it, and so they just throw a lot of money at it and it doesn't work, and that's usually why it doesn't work. Anyway, if you want to have a chat about any of this, just hit the link down below and we can have a chat about that. Other than that, have a wicked day and we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.